In a ceremony that included invocations to female saints and music by the women's chorus Muse, Dr. Deborah Myers received the laying on of hands from a female bishop as well as other women priests and supporters of ordination for women.
Are you resolved to live the ministry of the word worthily and wisely, preaching the gospel and teaching the Catholic faith?
I am.
Bishop Bridget Mary Meehan of Sarasota, Florida, led the ceremony in a Unitarian church since the Vatican forbids the ordination of women. Dr. Deborah Myers joins an estimated 150 women worldwide claiming to be Catholic priests, more than 100 of whom are in the U.S. The official Vatican position forbids women from being priests, saying those who participate in such services are not validly ordained and have no right to call themselves priests. But Dr. Myers says she was called by God.
I was baptized a Roman Catholic. I feel very strongly that it's part of my duty to help the Catholic Church really achieve the promises of Vatican II, and that's that all humans are created in God's image and therefore have dignity, and that we need to recognize the dignity of everyone equally. And that means allowing women who have been called by God to fulfill God's will in servicing God's people. And that means accepting women's ordinations.
Throughout its history, the church has remained consistent in its stance. Steve Trosley is editor of the Catholic Telegraph, speaking on behalf of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati.
Well, since the second century, the church has held that through tradition and scripture, it has no authority to ordain women. So that's been the position. It has not changed, and it's been affirmed repeatedly.
The movement in favor of women's ordination is growing, according to Bishop Bridget Mary Meehan. The former nun says women priests are leading the church into a new era of justice and equality.
It's our church. We are all church. The hierarchy is part of the church, but they are not the church. All of us belong. All of us who are baptized create the Catholic Church. We are the people of God, and women priests are at the heart of it, reflecting women's experiences and holding up the values that we have. We bring to the table of collaboration, mutuality, and treating people as equals in a circle.
What kind of support have you had from males in the Roman Catholic Church?
There is growing support, especially among male priests in the Roman Catholic Church. 800 Irish priests, 400 Austrian priests, and many more European priests are stepping up and supporting women priests right now. You could say it's a Catholic revolution.
The Saturday service filled St. John's Unitarian Church with supporters, including friends and family of Deborah Myers. NKU professor Paul Tencotti calls Myers a talented spiritual person with many gifts to offer the church.
We really need 51% of the population to be involved in the healing powers of the church. And I think to deny that is to deny millions of people worldwide access to the sacramental nature of the Roman Catholic Church.
As a newly ordained priest, Dr. Deborah Myers will continue her work as a professor. She'll also dedicate her life to helping other people and serve as a spiritual leader for a Cincinnati community. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.